Hey everyone, this podcast is part of Story Mode, the podcast network of Gamefully Unemployed. You can support us and gain access to other great exclusive podcasts at patreon.com/gamefullyunemployed. That's patreon.com/GAMEFULLY unemployed, which is spelled like it sounds. Oh yeah, we're killing it.
We're killing it. Hi everybody.
We're doing God's work. Hello, everyone.
Hi, we're doing God's work.
Welcome to God's work.
Hi.
We talk about Jesus. No, we're not going to do any of that.
No.
We're not going to do any of that.
My name is David Bell.
I'm Tom Ryman.
And we just watched The Last Heist. Oh, no.
News just in of a grisly homicide in Redondo Beach.
Stick to the plan, people, and we're out in 10 minutes.
I'm here to make a deposit.
So it begins.
Nobody move! Keep your hands in the air!
Everybody stay right where you are!
Where are they?
In the back, in the vault.
We did.
Yeah.
Didn't want to.
Okay, hold on. I forgot to check my notes here to see who... What Andrew McGuire, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody
right,
thinks so Andrew McGuire for this Patreon. We just watched classic episode.
We just watched classic.
Watching the classics like The Last Heist.
That word is doing some heavy lifting this week.
Guys, we have a Patreon tier where people can make us watch movies. Andrew gave us a decision between The Last Heist and He Never Died, both Henry Rollins movies.
Really sinking our teeth into the film career of Henry Rollins.
Yeah, we went for the one with the 0% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Unanimous negative ratings
from
critics.
A movie that is, I think, available on Amazon for like a couple bucks. It's like renting, you know, it's how movies work. It is features Henry Rollins, that's for certain. You've never seen it, probably.
It's like renting the experience of Henry Rollins throwing three of your dollars into the garbage.
Yeah. So on that statement, Tom, what did you think of The Last Heist?
This is a very, 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 very bad film.
Yes. Yes.
This is an excruciatingly bad film.
Well, here's what I will say positive about it. It's a garbage film.
Yeah,
but it was garbage enough for me to enjoy the garbage. I don't think I would ever watch this movie a second time, but it was garbage enough the first time to kind of laugh at and to kind of enjoy.
Right. There were some so bad it's good moments. Like there were some The Room moments.
Yes, for sure.
And there was just gallons of fake blood, which is always fun.
Yeah.
And all of the characters are terrible, but they all get killed. Merry Christmas.
That's all right. So this is about a heist.
A last heist.
A group of bank robbers who are just the worst. And they rob a bank.
It's a safety deposit.
Yes,
company.
They rob a abandoned store that the filmmakers could afford to shoot in.
It's like an abandoned strip mall that's like also an industrial building.
Yeah, they clearly didn't have access to a bank set, so they make it a safety deposit store vault thing. And so they, before they rob it, Henry Rollins walks in to. Oh yeah, the vault is closing down, so they're calling in all their customers to come get their shit.
Yeah,
and Henry Rollins is one of the customers. He's very creepy, and in fact, the best part of the movie.
Yes,
he is great. Top of the episode, he is great. Henry Rollins is great.
Right? It's like this movie is a garbage fire.
Yes,
Henry Rollins gives like a legitimately interesting performance as this creepy murderer.
Yeah.
In a sea of trash.
Yeah, I would argue the other good thing about this movie that you have to credit the filmmakers to is the premise is fun. I like the premise because what happens is that they rob, the robbers come, they hold everybody hostage, and Henry Rollins just happens to be a horrific serial killer who murders people and cuts their eyeballs out. So
sure does.
It kind of becomes Die Hard, but with a serial killer.
Right. It becomes Die Hard with the alien running around. Because Henry Rollins is scuttling through the vents.
He's wiggling through the vents that are way too small to contain Henry Rollins.
Yeah.
Just dropping down randomly.
Dropping down on people like a spider.
Yeah, the film tries so hard to convince us that's possible by never showing him get in and out of vents. They just show like open vents that are like 1 foot by 3 feet, and it's like, I don't think Henry Rollins can fit in that vent. But no. Okay, I guess he's Tombs from the X-Files.
Yeah, him just wiggling his way through.
Yeah, just wiggling around, just with the just crazy like, look on his face.
Like, I want them to cut back to him just like... Mm, mm, mm.
Yeah.
Just trying to work his way through there with barely enough room to fit his shoulders through.
Yeah, Henry Rollins spends... Well, he's got plenty of lube because he spends the movie slowly accumulating blood on him as he goes, which I liked as well. But that, unfortunately, is not a giant part of the movie.
Right. It's like he's not in it.
He's
like,
their
barely.
Big get. He was their big get. And he has the same screen time as, like, say, Hannibal Lecter. Like, he's in it for maybe 15 minutes total.
That might even be generous.
Yeah. So they have to have more plot in between. And they don't know what to do.
It is excruciating.
Yeah. It is a group of bank robbers who, again, are just the worst bank robbers ever.
They cut... In the opening of the movie, I texted Dave this as I was watching it.
Yeah.
They cut to the bank, back to the bank robbers, back to the bank, and back to the bank robbers. And both times they cut to the bank robbers sitting in their van, they're loading their guns, and each one of the cutaway scenes begins with the lead bank robber saying, "We're a go in 5 minutes."
Right. It's man.
It's just like the tropiest crap.
Yeah. It's shot okay. It's clearly... small budget, the shooting,
yeah,
but it's fine.
Micro
it's
budget,
really
yeah.
the sets and the performances, and I would even argue that some of these actors are probably all right. They just didn't have the resources to really like spend a lot of time on anything, I don't think.
Well, the dialogue is trash.
Yeah, that too. The dialogue is
so
trash.
So it's like, it's just this real like, the main bank robber turns out to say, "I was in the Marines." Yeah. And then like his brother is the bank manager. He's like, "I was an Army Ranger." And I'm like, all right, guys.
I would love to talk about this plot. So, all right. First of all, they go into the bank and they're like, "Anybody have phones?" And one woman puts her phone in her back pocket and that thwarts the robber.
Yeah.
Who basically just gropes her jacket and goes, "Do you have any phones?" She's like, "I left it in my car." And they're like, "All right." And it's like, you motherfuckers, have you not seen Inside Man?
Clearly this person doesn't have a phone.
Yeah, and then they go to an old lady, the other hostage, and they're like, "Do you have a phone?" She's like, "I haven't carried a phone in a while." And they're like, "All right." And it's like, all right, I guess that's settled.
Checked, boss.
They, at one point, and then that comes into play later when the robbers are watching the hostages and they want a cigarette. So they just leave the room to smoke the cigarette because the old lady complains.
Yeah.
And then they call the cops. They dial 911, and they know to hide the phone because before the robbers come back into the room, they very loudly go, "All right, let's get back in the room." And it's like, "Oh my god, what are you doing?"
All right, I hope nobody in there is doing any funny business because we're finishing this cigarette in just a few moments. We're gonna be done with this cigarette, and then we're gonna walk right back into that room. So if you're doing any kind of funny business, you better not be doing it when we come back in.
Yeah. So the main storyline is one of the robbers recognizes one of the hostages as his brother. So he immediately takes off his mask.
He just takes his mask off.
And goes, "Well, I guess the jig is up." And it's like, No, it's not. Why would you do that?
That's a pretty good mask. Yeah. I wouldn't know who you were.
Yeah, but also, even if you... did like say like, "Oh, I think that's my brother," you wouldn't just show everybody else what you look like.
Right. It's like, jig is up, man.
Yeah,
like, he
recognizes one of the hostages and he gives up on the entire robbery. Just the mask part. And then since he took off his mask, all the other robbers
all
just start taking off their masks. And it's like, these are the worst robbers
ever.
These
are the dumbest robbers. And then one of the robbers is like 58 years old.
Yes.
Like, one of the robbers looks like a science teacher. Like, yes. It's like, what are you doing? What sort of Breaking Bad situation are you going?
Right.
What kind of divorce left you in this way?
Yeah, he's not, I don't want to insult the guy, because he's not out of shape. He's just not in robbery shape, if that makes sense.
No, he's just kind of doughy.
Yeah,
he's noticeably like 20 years older than the rest of the crew.
Right. Like,
it's like, where'd you find this guy?
Yeah, every time I saw him holding a gun, I just thought of Ted Cruz, you know? It's just like, yeah, you're not a man who is intimidating with a gun.
Right, he looked like Tubby Mark Ruffalo.
Yes,
and not even
Mark
like
Tubbalo.
Mark Tubbalo. Even Tubby is like not
again,
even
he's not,
fair.
I don't want to like shame
he's
this
jowly.
Guy.
Like
he's,
like jowly Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah, well,
like he's
I
just,
would argue he just looks normal. He just looks like a normal person.
Right.
But he's just for that reason. He's not like tattooed. He doesn't have his head shaved. It's also like what they put him in a suit because they're all wearing a suit, but it just makes him look like he works at the bank, which isn't a bad bank robber idea. I mean, I don't want to spoil Inside Man or anything, but it just doesn't work. Like, he's just not intimidating.
Right. It's just, it's only because, like, the other members of the crew are these three guys who are, like, maybe 30, and they're all, like, handsome dudes who are in, like, great shape. These two, like, super attractive blonde women who are also, like, in, like, their 30s.
Right.
And then this guy, this salt and pepper dude.
Where did you like, get this guy?
Where'd you get... What is his story?
Right.
Because, where did you find him?
He is an expert on something, right? He does do something.
I don't remember.
Because they
I think
have
he's
one
just
guy
like,
use the find the elevator and fix that up, but that's not him.
Right. Which is like, yeah.
They
like
have the one woman crack the safes, not him. Is he the
just,
muscle?
I think, him and the extremely Australian woman.
Yes, that was distracting. I think they're just
you know, extra muscle to help watch the hostages. That's all they do.
Yeah, and the meta reason is I think they're all friends of the director.
Probably.
Who made Lava Lantula and Big Ass Spider. So that's kind of the level we're at here. He is a sci-fi original director, which, again, nothing against it. This felt overreaching a little bit in terms of something like because, again, this premise isn't bad, but it's treated with all the care of a sci-fi original movie in terms of quality.
I don't even know, like, because, like, Lavalantula and, like, Big Ass Spider, I assume, I have not seen either of those films.
Right.
I assume the scope is a little bigger. Like, this is by all intents and purposes, this should be the less challenging film to make.
Right, because this is a couple rooms. That's it. And you can really tell. Like, skipping ahead, the climactic ending is in a basement hallway, like a really ugly hallway staircase to a basement.
And then, like, on a roof.
Is it supposed to be a roof? I thought it was supposed to be, like, an access.
They come out of the basement into, like...
It's like a parking garage.
Yeah, like a back alley.
Yeah. These are all locations that, like, I could afford. That's the only way I can put it. Like, I could afford, like, with a few $100, maybe, like, talk to a few security guards.
You and I could start filming a movie next weekend, and it would look about like this.
Yes. Yes, yes. That's a good way of putting it. Like, we wouldn't have Henry Rollins, probably.
No, we would not. We would probably not have Henry Rollins.
But if we really pressed, like, we could make this movie otherwise...
Those aerial shots would probably cost
probably
a couple hundred
footage.
Bucks.
That was probably stock footage.
You still probably got to pay.
Yeah.
A couple
oh yeah.
Bucks
yeah.
For
yeah.
It.
Okay. So I just want to go back and say the reason Henry Rollins, by the way, is going to the going to the vault is to get his stuff
his
out
eyeballs.
Of the vault, which is his eyeballs. He has been depositing eyeballs into a bank vault. Which I'm kind of curious how he got them in there, because when he goes to take them out, the guy stays with him and says, I'm sorry, it's policy. And it's like, well, how did you get the eyeballs in there? Also, what serial killer deposits their eyeballs? They're like trophies like that. You can't masturbate in a bank vault. Well, you probably can, but he would have to go there every time. He's got to get gratification, or I guess it's religious for him. Point being,
right? He thinks he's saving souls, so right. He's keeping. I guess I could infer, like, he's keeping it in a spot that's safe and won't get messed with.
Right. This is what floorboards are for.
But they're gonna rot.
Yeah, they're gonna. Well, he's got them in the liquid. He's got them in the.
Yeah, I assume it's formaldehyde. But yeah. You'd smell that shit.
Yeah, it just seems like a weird thing for a serial killer to do. Like this man, he could just be getting money. Like, I know they did the eyeballs to establish, like, without having
who
to say
is.
Much,
yeah.
He's the killer.
Yeah.
Every time, by the way, someone's shown without their eyes, because he keeps gouging out eyes as he goes, it's just them with their eyes closed with, like, red makeup, like, on a piece of cloth.
Yeah.
Like, it's very cheap. I don't know how this movie had such a, like, a clearly low budget, but also mm-hmm. Henry Rollins. Like, he must know someone involved.
I assume so, I think you can probably get Henry Rollins for like 10 minutes. Like he was probably able to film his scenes in a couple of days. So they
that's
probably gettable.
Yeah, he's probably gettable for a few days, yeah.
Yeah.
Again, he does great. He's a great job. If he's just phoning this in for a couple of days, you know, this isn't like Johnny Mnemonic where it's like it really matters. He's in that one, right?
He sure is.
Okay.
He gets killed by Dolph Lundgren.
This isn't Bad Boys 2 money. Like he's probably gotten not too much, and he still kills it with
right. Yeah,
with
I remember like when you finally get a scene with him, I was like, he's kind of awesome in this. Does he not realize what movie he's in?
Yeah. Well, he's giving it his best. I mean,
yeah, he's trying. I mean, I could picture Henry Rollins being like, because you know he's like, you know, he's kind of an older dude, so I can picture him being one of those dudes like, no, they paid me, so I'm gonna do my job.
Yeah, they paid him in
like,
beer.
they paid me to do a job, and I'm gonna do it the best I can.
Yeah.
Like has a real like dad work ethic.
Oh yeah, for sure, for sure. I mean, again, yeah. If you say to Henry Rollins, we're gonna pay you this much for a couple days to give it the best you can, yeah. Why not? So the cops get involved.
Like three cops get involved.
Yes. Well, this is okay.
After there's a shootout with automatic weapons.
They can't afford a lot of extras.
Luckily, so it's like it's the same three cops.
Yeah. I want people to imagine like an enclosed strip mall. Like it's hard to describe. Yeah. It's almost like the inside of an apartment complex
mm-hmm.
where it's all closed off and there's a gate to get in. And so I think the idea is it's supposed to be like, this is a secure facility for high value rich people to go in and out. And I know stuff like that kind of exists in Los Angeles. Like there's like shopping areas that are more mm-hmm. gated in like Malibu and shit.
And people will set up newer businesses and like shitty old buildings.
Right. But so for that reason, there's like a small gate entrance and they have like two sort of cop cars and like, yeah, a handful of sort of cops.
Yeah.
Just sort of sitting there. And this is supposed to be like an extremely big bank robbery happening. I love that when she sends two cops to watch the back. Two cops. Just like, hey, go around back and watch this
just
one exit.
Just two uniformed patrolmen. And like, no more cops ever show up.
No. Well, the secret...
The fake SWAT team
shows up. The fake SWAT team shows up, who turn out, spoilers, to be part of the cartel. They don't specify what cartel. They just say the cartel.
Yeah, they just say the cartel.
But we're getting ahead of ourselves because the main bank robber, he recognizes his brother. He takes mm-hmm. off his mask. And then the cops, they dial 911. They text 911 and they send the cop there. And she knocks on the bank. And the bank robber comes out and acts like he's a bank employee, which is all well and good. And I feel like you could have sent a bank employee out, but whatever. He's like, we're closed.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't buy it, and she's like, well, we got this text here. And I really liked this bit. She takes out her camera to show him a text and actually just takes his picture and goes, thank you, and leaves, which is not great police work. You should be stopping the crime, but still, that's
you should go inside. Like you have
right. You have probable cause.
He's behaving. Like, he's behaving suspiciously, right. And you got a 911 emergency text from a phone that was located inside the business. So right. It's like, you're suspicious. We have an emergency call here. We have to come inside.
Right.
Like, that's all there is to it.
Right. But she takes his picture and just like, I think you're a robber, and leaves.
Right. Like, she like Nancy Drews it for some reason.
Yeah. Yeah. She's like, I'm going to go show this to the police, which I
you
am
are the
a
police.
Part of.
Yeah.
But then after she does that, the robber is just like, ah, you got me. And like later just comes out without a mask on, just like, here I am. And it's like, yeah, I guess she took your picture. But you could still say you were like a hostage or like, yeah. Again, it takes very little for them to just give away their identities every
well,
single time.
Well, this guy specifically.
Yes. He, oh,
it's
yeah.
the same
he,
guy.
He, yeah,
yeah,
it's the same just, fucking guy.
He barely cares about keeping his identity a secret.
Which is weird because we learn that he is a notorious criminal.
He's Omar. He keeps robbing drug dealers.
Right. He has the build of Jim from The Office. Not Jim from Jack Ryan, mind you. Jim from The Office.
I was thinking Jimmy Simpson.
Yeah, he's not a... Again, he doesn't look like the type to be constantly successfully robbing cartels because, I mean, not necessarily because of his build, but more that they don't know how to make him seem like he would be doing that. Like, none yeah. of them are, like, holding the guns very good. No one, you know, they clearly didn't have anybody to, like, train them on set. Of how
no,
to
nobody,
look like they know what
nobody
they're doing.
In this movie looks natural holding a gun.
No, and this is supposed to be a guy from the military.
Right, an ex-military guy who's pulled off a number of successful high-stake robberies, and it's like, I don't think you've ever held this gun before.
Yeah. Like, he also, when he goes out...
You seem like you don't know what to do.
Yeah, when he goes out to talk to the cop... he's like, look, we want a bus and we want, I don't know what else. He makes a medic and a bus.
A bus and a medic.
Because
yeah.
they're the guy in the van, by the way, who spots the cop.
The guy in the van. I forgot about him.
The guy snorting
coke in the
van.
He's the other baffling member of the team.
Yes. He looks like he works at Best Buy.
He looks like an old crust punk. Like he yes. looks like the singer of an 80s British punk band.
He's probably friends with Henry Rollins.
Probably.
Well, for all we know, he was in Black Flag, and we just don't
right,
realize
it. He probably is a guy from Black Flag that we just don't recognize.
Yeah. He's snorting coke in the van as the lookout, and the funniest thing he does is the cops approach, and they're like, "Get out of the car." And he needs to get away. He's in a van, and he needs to get away. And they are distracted by gunfire. He's in a van, and he needs to get away.
He needs to get away.
So he gets out of the van and starts running. It's like, my, where are you going, buddy?
You're the getaway driver.
The solution is right there. And he runs.
You're behind. You're sitting in it.
Yeah. He just makes a fucking break for it to get into the bank.
He's probably pretty snowblind at this point.
Yeah, that's true. But I think if it's a fight or flight response, mm-hmm. then he would drive off. It's so weird that he decides to run into the bank.
Yeah.
And he gets shot. And so he needs a medic. So the main robber needs a medic, and he goes out to talk to the cops. And again, he's supposed to be this like big villain, and he's like, "Give me these two things, or we start shooting hostages." And then she says something like, "Are you ex-military, aren't you?" And he's like, "You are too." She's like, "It was my husband. He died in the war." And she's like, "Man, I'm really sorry about your husband. That sucks." And it's like, "You just threatened to kill hostages. Like
yeah.
you were." You are the least threatening hostage taker.
They do the whole...
it's like a mutual respect, supposed to
right,
mean.
They do that whole trope without it like being justified at all. Like she says, like he says, "I'm going to start executing hostages." And she's like, "No, you don't seem like the type."
Right.
It's like, what do you mean?
Right.
You don't know anything about him.
And then she, like, at that point, he should be like, "I am the type." But instead, he's like, "I'm sorry about the death of your husband."
Yeah. And so it's sorry like, to hear about your loss.
Anyway, give us the stuff or we'll totally kill these hostages. Bye-bye. Yeah. It's, oh, man. What a film.
this movie.
Yeah. And again, right now, Henry Rollins is wiggling through.
He's ducks. Just, he's scuttling through vents.
Yeah. The first kill is he kills.
Like John McClane with spider legs.
Yeah. he cuts the femoral artery. By the way, all these robbers have assault rifles. None of them can handle Henry Rollins with
a
knife.
Not a single one of them manages to get a shot off at Henry Rollins.
No, and it's not like they aren't trying. Like, there's moments where he's like 10 feet away, and they let him get all the way up to them before doing anything.
They're really not trying very hard to shoot Henry Rollins. Yeah.
So the safecracker, he kills her first, wiggles through the vents. He kills an old lady who's taking a shit.
He kills that old lady mid-shit. Ah, she shattered last.
Oh,
that old
no.
lady. And that old kills- lady. That old lady kept calling the Australian robber a bitch in, like, the funniest way.
The word bitch was used, like, they would be like, shut up, bitch. Fuck you, bitch. Like, it would be right back and forth throughout it, the dialogue.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I forgot about that.
It's like...
But, And the what was funny is the Australian lady kept calling her an old bag. Mm-hmm. Like, she's like, yo, bag.
Yeah.
And then she was like, shut up, bitch. Like, she would say it in, like, this weird, embarrassed, like, way. Like, the delivery of it was so strange the couple of times the old lady said it.
Right, and she also didn't like profanity sometimes, I think.
Yeah, I think that maybe that was what the purpose of that choice was.
Right. The old lady did fine. Again,
yeah, the old lady was fine.
I would argue that everybody did fine considering what was written on the page.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that these weren't top-notch actors. I'm just saying, for doing like an indie film with Henry Rollins, and I'm on their side. I'm on their side. They're trying to make a career for themselves. I'm not saying they're all great actors, but
I mean,
this
material
movie,
sure isn't doing them any favors. Yeah, so that's fair.
Right. This movie does not, I don't think, represent any of them as actors. You know? Because who the fuck knows what this set was like. fuck, what else did I have? So he's ripping off the cartel, and then the SWAT comes, and they turn out to be the cartel. And so this
is all
they're
like cartel enforcers.
Yeah, this is all the plot. That's like, the whole time it's happening, I'm like, isn't there a guy wiggling through your vents, killing people?
Right.
Shouldn't
there
be
an eyeball murderer?
Yeah, this is tough. If I were making this movie, I would maybe consider the idea to cast someone more available and affordable than Henry Rollins so that that could be what the movie is about. Because since they can't have too much of Henry Rollins, the movie is kind of just about this other guy, his brother, and his cartel, like, rivalry.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't give a fuck about any of this.
Yeah. I'm going to see Henry Rollins stab some more people.
Yeah. The cartel, they go in as SWAT. they set a sniper up. Finally, someone sets a sniper up. And one of them gets beat up by the schlubby robber.
Yeah.
Right. Who ties up the SWAT guy. Henry Rollins bursts from the vent.
He kind of falls from the vent. It's really funny.
Yeah, and the guy just
comes crashing through like a paratrooper in Normandy.
Right. And then the divorced dad bank robber points the gun at him and is just like, I'm going to shoot you. Here I go.
Yeah.
Here I go shooting.
Here I
you.
Go shooting again.
Yeah. I'm going to do it. Here we go. And then the sniper sees him in the window and just blows his head off.
Yep.
And Henry Rollins is covered in blood. And what I'm curious about this, because then the cartel guy, who's still like secretly cartel, but SWAT, Henry Rollins then just like cuts that guy's eyes out. While presumably the same SWAT guy is in the sniper guy is watching, because like he has a vantage of everybody. And
I don't know about that.
Yeah, it's as if there's a plot hole in this movie.
A lot like there. It's You know what? I thought it was so tightly written up until this point, but now that you say that, I'm starting to notice there are some problems.
There's a few. It's a little.
There's some problems with the internal logic of this film.
Yeah,
for sure.
Then the SWAT move in.
The scene where they come inside the bank is so funny.
Oh,
it's just they just run in and yep. start shooting. It's the funniest thing in the world.
Yeah, and then they have...
like, it looks like a paintball match.
Yes. The squibs are not fantastic in this.
It's like, what... I mean, just the way that they carry themselves, too, and the way that they just run in, like, top speed.
Oh, yeah.
Like, so what police officers could be fooled into thinking this was an actual tactical unit? It's like, you're just running inside?
Yeah. Well, again, they're the cartel, they're not cops, but you'd still think they were better
than this.
Well, they're
pretending to be cops.
Yeah.
The other cops.
Right, and then to the other cops who are also just running in.
Right.
A character we haven't mentioned at all dies. The other main robber.
Yeah.
Who doesn't have... They have, like, character moments where he, like...
Yeah, he and the main robber have a conversation and, like...
I zoned out. I really zoned out because it was stuff like, let's talk about your character for a second. It was like, I don't know. I don't think I want to hear any of this.
I don't need to get invested in you guys.
Yeah. And then the SWAT turns and says they're cartel. And the main cartel guy shoots the cop, the main woman cop who we've been following, point blank in the head.
Right.
And I knew just from the way they shot it that she didn't die. But I also knew that that's impossible.
Right, like it hits her in the neck.
Yeah, and like he's a foot away. And yeah. It's like everybody is so bad at all of their jobs in this. Nobody is good at anything. He is point blank from this woman and just grazes her and then doesn't notice that he grazes her and just accepts that she's dead. When yep. I, the viewer, is like, yeah, that's not a kill shot. I don't know how that's not a kill shot. You were right next to her. I just know it's not one.
But you ruined it somehow.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Way to go, cartel boss.
Yeah. Way to go, elite cartel task force.
Right.
Cartel hit squad.
Right. We learned that there's cartel money, like a million. How much? There's a lot.
Half a million.
Half a million in the bank vault, and that's what they have, and that's like their sack. They've been also slowly... opening a wall where there's a decommissioned elevator and they're using that to escape, which I actually thought that was a neat little thing. That was a neat
idea. I had that thought watching this, like, oh, they actually came up with like an interesting idea for like, well, how are these robbers, what's like the ace up their sleeve in this thing, and that was kind of a neat idea. It's like, oh, there was an old elevator that they just bricked up, but it still works.
Right. And so now it's the lady cop, she's down.
Mm-hmm.
All the other cops are also
with her non-fatal head wound.
With her non-fatal head wound, the two brothers, the bank employee, and the robber are hiding. And then one of the main robber finally gets what's coming to him. He gets killed.
Yeah, he gets shot a bunch by the cartel guy. Yeah. After like the bank manager tries to run for the other gun, and it's like the
right.
He says something that's really funny.
He says something that's the opposite of the motivation for doing it. He's like, I'm gonna go out there, and they're like, you're crazy, you can't do that. And he's like, you don't have a family, I do. And it's like, which is even more reason not to go
right
out
so
there.
Don't do that. And he picks up the gun, shoots it like a dickhead, and gets shot immediately in his face.
Yeah, he just wildly shoots it everywhere.
Yeah.
And so then the other brother gets killed, and then the sniper is there, and he's like, execute this last guy. And the sniper's like, here I go.
Here I go execute
you. And then he is shot, I think, in the neck by the lady cop who isn't dead, because we all knew she wasn't dead. And then she shoots the cartel guy who runs off. And then,
something like that. Yeah, he runs off with the money.
Right. And now the bank employee, the brother, who was also in the army, they set that up.
Yeah, yep.
The cop is like, go get him, and he goes to get him, and they're both in this basement.
And they ride the secret elevator to this basement and have like a shootout,
and here comes Henry Rollins.
Here comes Henry Rollins.
And he attacks them as well. He attacks the bank employee, who stabs Henry Rollins in the neck.
Yep.
And then they have a final gunfight in like a stairway. I remember there's
it's like a loading dock.
Yeah, it's such an ugly location where it's like they would shoot the good guy heroically pointing his gun awkwardly up these steps, and behind him was like water pipes, and it was just like, this is hideous. This is an offensive look.
Yeah. This is bad.
Yeah. And the cartel guy does the classic villain thing where he raises his gun suddenly, but not suddenly enough, yeah. And he gets shot in the face. And I was like, well, I'm kind of bummed right now because I don't want this asshole to be the hero. And the camera right. moves. And behind him is Henry fucking Rollins.
Henry Rollins appearing like the Batman.
Yep. With a big old smile. Wide-eyed smile. Just like, ah! Just runs up and stabs him to death. And it's just like, happy
like a
ending.
A lot, too. Yeah. He stabs him so many times.
Yeah, he's like a
cuts
goblin.
His dumb eyes out. Like he could feel the audience's rage. At, like, how dare this movie expect us to care about this guy who we've right. spent 3 minutes with?
Yeah, who isn't even, like, they don't start on his character. He's just the brother of the quote-unquote main character.
Yeah.
And so Henry Rollins, who's at this point gotten very good at, like, quickly cutting eyes out.
Yeah.
He gets his eyes and he grabs the money.
And the money.
And then
he
walks
to walk
up.
Away with his eyeballs and his money.
And I was like, good for him. Good for Henry Rollins.
Iris out.
Yeah. And then, yeah, then the movie ends.
Happy ending.
Yeah. It's never scary or trying to be scary.
No.
It's not an action film. Is this a thriller?
No, not really. I guess. I don't know what this movie is just bad.
It is a bad movie. But again, just if you people can tell from at least my enthusiasm, I enjoyed watching it. It's a brief 85 minutes. Couldn't get to 90.
No, and I'm glad it didn't because it felt really long even
oh,
at 85
yeah.
minutes.
It really did. I paused yeah. it at one point and it was like, "Really?" I'm only halfway through?
Seriously?
Oh, man.
We got how much more movie to go?
Yeah, if you're on like death row and mm-hmm. you need a last, you get like a last movie, this will stretch it out for you. This will stretch yeah. out your final moments if you want that. And you get to see Henry Rollins just murder a bunch of,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, kill a bunch of people. Maybe yeah. it'll remind you of the crimes you committed to get on death row. And that'll be fun for you.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I recommend this for death row inmates who are trying to manipulate the passage
inmates.
Of time.
We're trying to make time last longer.
Yeah, I'm sure there's other people who would enjoy this. If you like a good, bad movie, it's just... yeah. I
mean, there's Henry Rollins' performance is fun. There's some great. There's some fun kills in it, but on the whole, this is a very dull
Yeah, the kills
movie.
Were fun. I did like the bits with the eyes and the old lady and the blood. There was
yeah.
a lot of blood.
Yeah, a lot of fake blood.
Yeah. It really, I think this movie would have been, I want to say, twice as good if they could afford to make the plot only about Henry Rollins stalking them. If it became a situation where, because again, good premise, the idea that it's like the cops are outside so we can't leave. So we have to try to continue our plan. Meanwhile, we're getting picked off one by one
yeah.
by this guy in our ducks. This disturbed dude who's cutting eyes out for Jesus. Mm-hmm. like, that's... He calls himself
for
a reverend.
For the Lord.
Yeah. He calls himself a reverend. I don't think he's a reverend, but...
No, probably not.
I guess you could get ordained online. I think I did it once, so maybe mm-hmm. he is.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Yeah. So, yeah, maybe. I don't know if he's conducted any weddings or anything like that.
I mean, I don't know. We don't know what his congregation is like.
That's true. That's very true. The premise is good. It's a waste of a premise. Because I remember when I was looking at the two films we were tasked with, this mm-hmm. definitely seemed like the more interesting premise of the two.
Yes.
Had I not read the Rotten Tomatoes reviews, by the way, audiences gave this, I think, a 12%, so they were a little more generous. I would have assumed this might have been an interesting, like, a fun movie. And then the mm-hmm. moment it starts, the moment they get out of that, like, stock footage of L.A., it was just like, oh, no.
Yeah, oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, we're in trouble.
I feel like they can barely afford this van that they're using.
This van that is, I don't think this van is drivable.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It is a very cheap movie. And once you realize that, you're like, I don't think there's going to be a lot of Henry Rollins in this. And then, yep. And then
I don't
once,
think we're going to see him a lot.
Yeah, once it's like, this guy is my brother. We were in the military. It's just like, oh, no. Why? No.
No,
subplot?
Why is this the movie?
Yeah. What are you doing? Jesus. This was... Yes, I don't know. Would you recommend this to any specific people or?
No.
Okay.
Honestly, it's not fun for me. It's not fun enough to watch in a group of friends. Definitely, this is not a movie to watch by yourself.
Yeah, I know. It was a bummer to watch by myself.
Yeah.
Maybe with a group of friends. Probably has to be the right group of friends because, like we said, it's not over the top.
Mm-mm.
It's not wacky. It's not ironic. It's just sort of poor quality.
Yeah,
in
it's
ways,
just a bad movie.
Right, but in ways that are funny if you're paying attention, where it's like, why did they do that? Oh, they clearly couldn't afford this. Oh, they only have three extras. Why is that guy a bank robber? You know, like, it's little things that are pretty funny, but you kind of have to make the effort. If you're casually watching this, you'll just shut it off. And, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and I'm certainly never going to watch it again. Yeah, I think that's all.
Yeah, I don't have anything else to say about that.
Yeah, that's fine. It's not a good movie. No.
Definitely not one. Probably will not be added to the register of notable works or whatever that is.
Sure.
Probably won't make that list.
What would you say is the best Henry Rollins movie? Where does it rank in Henry Rollins movies?
I don't know. I haven't seen too many.
Really?
The Chase might be the best one.
Yeah, it's probably The Chase, right? Yeah, I haven't seen the other option, He Never Died, which I think has gotten better reviews. Johnny Mnemonic. I guess he was in Heat. I just looked him up. Didn't know he was in Heat.
Yeah, he's briefly in Heat.
Oh. He's been in a lot.
Yeah.
He played Robot Man in Batman: The Brave and the Bold, whatever that means. He's done a lot of voices. He was on the Drew Carey Show, so there's that. And I think we nailed it with The Chase. I mean, I guess he is probably
the
best movie he's been in technically. Oh, yeah. He was in Jack Frost. What's going on? Henry Rollins.
Wait, which Jack Frost?
The one, not the horror movie. The Michael Keaton movie, Jack Frost.
The Michael Keaton one?
Yeah. Well, I guess I have to watch that now.
With the snowman that was clearly made back when George Clooney was the lead.
Yeah, the George Clooney snowman.
The George Clooney snowman.
What a film. Who, I believe it was an episode of How Did This Get Made, point this out. Clooney didn't do Jack Frost to go do Batman, and Michael Keaton took his place. Which is wild.
That's pretty sweet, yeah.
That's a weird Batman switcheroo there. So, yeah. Everybody watch Jack Frost with Henry Rollins.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen it, but I bet it's better than this.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. I'm fairly certain.
Willing to bet on it.
Yeah. All right. Well, special thanks to Andrew McGuire.
Yeah.
For definitely showing us a movie that I would have not had seen.
Nope.
I'm kind of thankful I saw it, to be honest.
I'm glad I know it's out there.
Yeah, I'm glad I know it exists and that I can talk about it. But I'm certainly, never again.
Once is enough.
Once is enough. The Last Heist, Once is Enough. That should have been their tagline.
It's like an Aronofsky film.
Yeah. No, I'll rewatch Aronofsky films, but no, I get you. guys, thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks so much for listening to us talk about this piece of shit movie.
Yeah, and like we said, this is part of our Patreon, so if you're interested in getting in on that, check out patreon.com/gamefullyunemployed, along with a tier with We Just Watched. We have exclusive podcasts like Tom and Jeff Watch Batman and Fox Mulder is a Maniac. They're delightful shows if you haven't watched them already or listened to them already. Check them out.
You watch them. You watch your radio or sound device emit the noises.
Stare at your phone as the little wavy forms go up and down.
Mm-hmm.
There's a secret message in there if you pay attention.
Yeah, the secret message is watch the chase.
Yes, watch the chase. And that the eyes are the windows of the soul. Watch Jack Frost.
Yeah, watch Jack Frost.
I think that's the takeaway we can get from this episode.
Eyes of the window to the soul, watch Jack Frost.
Yeah.
We also got a store, tpublic.com/store/gameplayunemployed. You can get all sorts of shirts. Probably that's going to be a shirt now. Eyes of the windows of the soul, watch Jack Frost.
Oh, man. We can't make a shirt every goddamn week.
We can, though.